All right, everybody, before we go too much longer, we want to really nail into this self-publishing philosophy. So what's the mindset that you have to have in order to really buy into this book thing? Because I want you to see that it's more than just a fun thing to do. It's more than just a weekend project, something you can do in your spare time or whatever. To me, books are a fundamental part of a writer's portfolio. When you move into to that world, the writer/entrepreneur thing, as far as I'm concerned, you pretty much have to have a book. And there are several reasons why. I want to unpack this really quickly to remove all your excuses, basically, and to get you really sold and really amped up to finish off the rest of this. And so the one I want to start with, the one that Tim and I always come back to, is books help authors out of the rat race. And this picture to me says it all. Tim sent me this and I was like, oh God, I don't even want to look at it. It's so uncomfortable, but that's what it embodies. And to me, there's the rat race that everybody knows. And then there's this other piece of rat race that nobody wants to talk about very much. The main rat race is obviously what you see on the screen. Like, you're putting your whatever dreams on hold to pile on a car, to pile on a train, and go to work and get that corporate grind, right? But the other rat race is one of our own design, or one of writers' own design. My concern is that a lot of us get into the mode of publishing stuff, and now there are tools which pay us directly for that, and that's wonderful. The problem is you have to keep showing up to keep reaping those earnings. And so there are several different ways, right? Like, let's step back and look at all the different ways that a writer can actually make money, and then let's look at books in comparison to that. So I've got a couple graphs here, and then I'll talk about a few things off the cuff. Substack is the one we're using, but it's a placeholder for all newsletters. If you write for a newsletter, you have to keep showing up. And unless you have an audience already, it's going to take you some time to build that audience, to build subscribers. And then you have to hope some of them become paid subscribers. But either way, there's this expectation with the newsletter transaction that if I'm giving you $5, you got to give me something new every week, every month, every day, whatever the structure is. With a blog post, again, Newsbreak, Medium, some of these great platforms that can help us earn, yep, you've got that variable earning, but it does matter on when you show up in time. And Tim, I'm actually, I don't have a graph for this or a slide for this, but one that's been on our minds is platforms like Patreon, kind of the give exchange. I know you have some thoughts on that, so I want to bring you in here 3 minutes in, and let's talk about that briefly.
Yeah, so look, some writers are using these what I'll call donation platforms, where essentially, you know, you buy someone a coffee or you give them a donation so they can keep writing. I do know a few writers, like Shannon Ashley on Medium is one that's gone to that model, and I think she's done quite well out of it. But generally speaking, I don't love those models because you're not giving the reader any value. You're just asking for something, and you may or may not keep showing up. Whereas what we're teaching here in the Amazon course is that you're going to produce a book that has value to someone. And that's a much better way to try and monetize than literally begging on the online streets to say, can you give me money so I can keep doing this? So Todd, I'm not a huge fan of those type of platforms, but you can definitely earn money from them.
Yeah, I think it's, if you have the right audience, I think it makes sense. And if you're the right personality types, I think it does make sense. I'm always impressed to see when it works, because Patreon, I mean, they've done $1 billion in transactions in donations, and so there's a world where it works. To me, again, it's kind of too much surrender, right? Like it's too much out of control and too much question marks as far as what you'll get. There's not a lot of predictability. And you're not coming with product, there's no exchange. My fear would be, okay, you know, when a recession happens, like then where does it go, right? You know, are you still getting those donations like you were? One other thing I don't have a graph on, but we talked about and thought about is client work. So if you're a writer and you're maybe working for a business who's building their SEO profile, you get paid per post. But again, you're showing up, you're doing the work, there's the transaction, and then that's kind of it. With a book, what I love about it is you write the book, you get paid some up front when the launch, even if you don't have an audience, tease for later lessons. And then there's still the long tail payout. Every month you can see royalties come in. Every week you can earn from the book in your sleep for work that you've already done. And I think that's the real magic there is you don't have to think of another angle to come at it with. You don't have to constantly be researching and posting new content. Of course there's a place for that. Tim and I do it all the time. But with a book, you do it once. My high-selling book is a book that I wrote and published 6 years ago. And it's still earning me month over month hundreds and hundreds of dollars. That's the dichotomy that we talk about when we talk about all these things. And Tim, I know you wanted to touch on some of these what are now very, very new kind of platforms, that Web 3.0 earning. What's the deal there? Do you still have to keep showing up, or is there some longevity to it?
Yeah, Todd, we probably need to add this new basket now of what I'll call Web 3.0, and that essentially means blockchain, and blockchain is essentially Ethereum, Bitcoin, if you've heard about any of these technologies, or cryptocurrency. Essentially what it means for us writers is we're decentralizing the entire internet. So rather than Amazon, you know, owning your book and taking a nice big cut of it, or rather than, you know, a platform like LinkedIn, you put all your content on there, but there's no way to export it or to get access to your followers. Mm-hmm. In this new Web 3.0 world, your content, your followers, your social media profile is able to be lifted and shifted to platforms basically whenever you want. So each platform will have their own value proposition, and you can take your content, which includes your books, with you. And so that's becoming a new revenue stream. It is still fairly early. I am writing a lot about it at the moment. So if you follow me on places like Medium, you can see some of that content. But, you know, just a couple of examples, Todd, would be Mirror XYZ is one. There's another one called BitClout, C-L-O-U-T. That's also kind of disrupting that social media space as well. So they currently have a decentralized Spotify and a decentralized Twitter, and they're building a decentralized YouTube. So yeah, the creator economy is changing a lot in terms of how we make money. And what we will see over time is that as the creators, we will own more and more of our content. And there'll be other ways to monetize. For example, on Mirror XYZ, you can actually split the earnings. So Todd and I could co-write a piece, and then the money that article earns from members who read it, then gets pulled, and it can be split to both Todd and myself. Or if we wrote about a social justice issue, we could actually split part of the money from that article or that book that we've written out to that social cause in the form of a donation automatically without having to do anything. So these sort of revenue distributions and new ways to make money are coming thick and fast. And so Web 3.0 is something that we definitely need to keep an eye on, Todd.
Nice. I think at the end of the day, I look at books and content really as assets, right? You're just building up your intellectual property in order to earn on it later. Timmy reminded me of, I actually co-wrote and ghostwrote a book with some friends in the UK. And I just got to thinking, I was like, wait a minute, I didn't get my payment for that yet. And the reason is because everything's delayed, right? Like the publisher payouts are tiered, and then they come to them, and then we have our own deal worked out, and then there's the royalty flow. So, man, you're getting me excited about the Web 3.0 stuff, so we can just go, shoop, all right, here's what you did, here's the money, I'm into that.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously the money also you're paid in a lot of these platforms is not necessarily dollars or a currency. It's internet currency, which brings a whole nother layer to it, but we won't bore people with that.
Yeah. You're veering into a whole nother course as we tend to do when we get to talking. So that's the long and short of it is books can help you break out of the rat race by providing another layer of recurring revenue. We're not saying client work is bad. We're not saying Medium is bad. LinkedIn, Substack, newsletters, all of these things are amazing. I think it's about building the stack that you own as a creator and getting as much out of it as you possibly can.